from KQED.
San Francisco voters will be weighing in on a big question involving the city's water supply. The water is stored at Hetch Hetchy Reservoir in Yosemite Park. Backers of Measure F aim to eventually drain the reservoir and restore the Yosemite Valley, fulfilling a dream dating back to environmentalist John Muir. But critics, including the mayor and Senator Dianne Feinstein, see disaster if it passes. As KQED science reporter Lauren Sommer tells us, the battle is just as fierce today as it was a century ago.
When you pull up to the entrance booth in Yosemite National Park on your way to Hetch Hetchy Reservoir, the ranger hands you a brochure from the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission.
It says, 20th century engineering marvel. Hetch Hetchy Reservoir is the keystone of this clean, efficient water and power delivery system.
Why would a city agency pass out promotional pamphlets about a reservoir? Probably to respond to people like Mike Marshall.
This belongs to the American people. And what we can do, what San Francisco can be the leaders in, is draining this and bringing this incredible place back to life.
Marshall is the director of Restore Hetch Hetchy, a nonprofit group with a singular goal: drain the reservoir and make the valley a second Yosemite Valley. In August, Marshall gathered supporters next to the reservoir.
That is awesome. And when we are successful, and believe you me, we will be successful, it's going to be a poster child.
If Marshall sounds upbeat, it's because of what's coming in November. Measure F on the San Francisco ballot would require the Public Utilities Commission to draw up a plan at the cost of $8 million for draining the reservoir and finding new water storage. In 2016, that plan would go before San Francisco voters.
We thought, what a great debate to have.
Yosemite was already a national park when San Francisco went looking for a reliable water supply a century ago. The idea for a new reservoir didn't get much traction until the 1906 earthquake, when much of the city burned to the ground.
They used that as a rallying cry, and it was a huge battle in Congress.
Naturalist John Muir led the fight against it. He wrote about the valley's sheer granite cliffs and scenic waterfalls, calling it a twin to Yosemite Valley. In the end, Muir lost, and San Francisco built the O'Shaughnessy Dam. Today, the valley is under 300 feet of water. That water, shooting out of the dam below me, makes its way to 2.5 million people in San Francisco and cities around Silicon Valley. But the battle over Hetch Hetchy never really went away. In 1988, the National Park Service released a study about what would happen to the landscape if the reservoir was drained.
Within a year of the river reclaiming itself, you'll start to see green meadows along the banks. And within a few years, you'll start to see saplings and trees come up.
Within 50 years, the report says, oak woodlands would return and pine trees would be 50 feet tall. Of course, there's the question of what would happen to the water supply. Marshall says it can be stored elsewhere.
People mistakenly believe that Hetch Hetchy is our only reservoir. It's one of 9 reservoirs. And so what our initiative does is ask San Francisco to plan to consolidate from 9 to 8 reservoirs.
Marshall says by expanding other reservoirs, using underground storage, and recycling more water, San Francisco could make up for Hetch Hetchy's storage.
We don't recycle any water. We've stopped, for all intents and purposes, using groundwater, except for a little bit. Those are things that we're going to have to do anyway.
We are looking at recycled water. We are building recycled water plants. We are building groundwater pumping wells.
Michael Carlin is the Deputy General Manager of the San Francisco Public Utilities Commission.
We're looking at all those things and say that, you know, gee whiz, you also should just plan that your system is gone. Doesn't make any sense.
As a public employee, Carlin says he can't take a position on the issue, but
I have concerns about the ballot measure.
The Hetch Hetchy system is reliable, he says. The water is so clean, it doesn't require filtration. And the PUC doesn't own all the reservoirs in the system, so Carlin says they'd have to rely on other water districts if the reservoir was drained.
Asking them if they're willing to store San Francisco water there, the answer that we've gotten from them at least is no.
Then there's the cost. Studies throughout the years have put it between $1 and $10 billion. The SFPUC has never studied it, but Carlin doubts that would help.
There have been extensive studies conducted in the past. They have come to the same conclusion, which is just a set of questions. And the issue is whether or not that any additional study will just lead you to the same set of questions.
The ballot measure has a number of opponents: San Francisco Mayor Ed Lee, Senator Dianne Feinstein, and Bay Area business groups. They say it's a huge risk because draining the reservoir would raise water rates and potentially create water shortages. Even the local chapter of the Sierra Club has declined to take a position.
If we were to propose building this reservoir today in a national park, the chances are it wouldn't happen. but it happened in 1913.
On November 6th, San Francisco voters will decide if they want to take a step toward rewriting that history. For the California Report, I'm Lauren Sommer.